All right, podcast family, as I've mentioned in the last couple of episodes, you know, sometimes in OBGYN practice, there's things that are super calm, nothing's really happening, things are even keel. But then there's times where it seems like almost every day there's some new change that we need to be aware of. Well, that happened yesterday with ACOG's update on the practice guidance on the taking away of the requirement for fever with suspected IAI. That was on April the 29th. Well, this morning, and I'm giving you the date of when it's happening, so it's April the 30th, 2024. So if you listen to this episode sometime in the future, this actually can be traced back to today, our day of taping, which is April 30th, 2024. Something else has happened right now. This is pretty easy. It's not mind-blowing, but again, our job here is to keep you up to date on stuff that's happening quick. So I'm going to tell you what's happening right now regarding breast cancer screening. So the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force has released an update to its previous guidance because they were just hammered for what they had originally recommended not long ago. Now, we can get into that in a minute. So there is now a change from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force regarding breast cancer screening recommendations. Here it is, guys, in the average risk patient, all right? This does not apply to BRCA patients, patients with chest irradiation or previous biopsies that have atypical or high-risk findings, right? This is for average-risk patients. Well, when the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force released its new guidance, which was early in the morning on April the 30th, 2024, about 3 hours later, the immediate outgoing president, but still the current president of ACOG, which is Verda Hicks, released a statement on ACOG's recognition of this revised guideline, which we're going to touch on as well. All right. So very quickly, we're just going to highlight a new update from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force that came out today on April the 30th, 2024. And then we're just going to briefly summarize what the voice of ACOG, current voice, which is Verda Hicks, because Dr. Dantas is the new incoming president, what she had to say regarding this new updated recommendation. All right, let's get to it right now. Just trying to keep everyone up to date on evidence-based practice because medicine moves real fast. This is Clinical Pearls.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, everybody, this is kind of a big deal because the previous recommendation from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force kind of held the throne for a long time, right? Because it was back in November of 2009. 2009, that's been a while, where the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommended biennial, that's every 2 years, mammography starting at age 50. Okay, that's where they said that the net benefit could be found because between 40 and 49, even in this is, of course, in patients at average risk of breast cancer, there was really a lot more chance of a false positive and a lot more testing that really didn't seem to change the overall clinical picture and overall outcomes. So they went to age 50. Now, this was a big deal because even back then, the American Cancer Society and ACOG all still kind of stuck at the age of 40. Okay, remember that ACOG still has a recommendation through shared decision-making that in the average risk population, breast cancer screening with mammography should begin at age 40 and then should be done every 1 or 2 years with shared decision-making, but should begin no later than age 50, right? So that is the ACOG stance. This guidance from the college goes back to 2017, which is Practice Bulletin number 179, which is Breast Cancer Risk Assessment and Screening in Average Risk Women. All right, you all, I know we've already said it, but just to reemphasize it, in this Practice Bulletin is where ACOG did make the recommendation for offering mammography starting at age 40, either annually or biannually, so every 1 or 2 years, but it should definitely start no later than age 50, and that's part of shared decision-making in that 40 to 50-year interval, right? So start at age 40 with shared decision-making, and then every 1 to 2 years, but definitely start by age 50. And then this, there's a nice table in this document. Of course, it has the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, which recommended to begin mammography at age 50. Okay, so I'm looking at it right here. This is, again, the original 2017 Practice Bulletin number 179, where side by side is the ACOG in one column, their recommendations, and then U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, which said that mammography should begin at age 50 and not recommended annually, but went straight to biannually, every 2 years, okay? So there was all this disconnect, and people had different things. Then you had the National Comprehensive Cancer Network that said it should actually be annually, starting at age 40. American Cancer Society said, well, let's offer between 40 and 45, and then definitely start by age of 45, not 50, and then it should be annually for women aged 40 up to age 54. So they had all these different recommendations, okay? But there's four columns in ACOG's original guidance, which is Practice Bulletin 179, that kind of highlights and contrasts these little differences between these very respected professional societies, right? So you have ACOG, U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, the American Cancer Society, and the National Comprehensive Cancer Network. Now, where everybody pretty much agrees is that self-exam is no longer a thing, right? So nobody does recommends patients self-breast exam, substituting for that, of course, breast awareness. But ACOG does still state that there is a place for clinical breast exam as part of patient education of what is normal, what is not normal, and gets the patient familiar with breast anatomy. And ACOG still states that that can be offered with shared decision-making every 1 to 3 years for women starting at age 25, and then annually for women age 40 years and older, knowing, of course, that there's a lot of limitations based on breast size. So very large pendulous breasts, breast exam may not be as sensitive for deeper masses, right? But clinical breast exam, CBE, according to ACOG, is still a thing, can be offered every 1 to 3 years starting at 25, and then annually for women age 40 and above. So we all get that. Everybody has a different opinion on it. And U.S. Preventive Services Task Force for a while now has recommended that biannual, every 2 years, that mammography screening should begin at age 50. But, of course, that's now changed. Because, look, guys, and we mentioned this in a previous episode on breast cancer in pregnancy. Yikes. I mean, breast cancer incidence is rising in women under the age of 40. Hence, therefore, it's parallel that there's an increased diagnosis in pregnancy. So you got to listen to that episode if you didn't catch it before. Also, sorry if there's a weird echo because I am finishing up lunch. I'm about to start my afternoon ultrasound clinic, and I wanted to knock this out quickly, all right? So this is definitely impromptu without planning, but I can't do it tonight because I got a 3-hour Zoom. Aren't you all sad you're not included into that 3-hour Zoom? I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it's 3 hours. And we're doing something with the college, which again, I'm not complaining. I'm super thankful, but yeah, 3 hours. So once I finish that, there's no way in hell I'm doing this episode. So I want to knock this out real quick. So this new updated recommendation from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is now out. And let me give you these new findings here because I just want to get to it quickly and then I'll give you the ACOG stance. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force revised their breast cancer screening recommendations, and that now came out in print. That is now in JAMA. All right, boy, did the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force get an earful with their continued reaffirmation of using the age of 50 for their mammography cutoff, right? Because, man, for about a year, they've really just been hammered by not just medical community, medical experts, but even people in the community, right? Lay members of society who are like, oh, you know, I can't believe it's 50 because you can send in, this thing is open for comment, for a comment period. And they kind of were hammered by that, especially with the increased rates of breast cancer in women under the age of 50, including their 40s. You're like, what are you thinking? So yeah, they received an earful. So this is why the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, U.S. PSTF, has now stated, quote, in light of new and more inclusive science about breast cancer in people younger than 50, we have now expanded our prior recommendation and encourage all women to get screened in their 40s. We have long known that screening for breast cancer saves lives, and the science now supports all women getting screened every other year starting at age 40, end quote. You don't say. Right. So ACOG has always had this stance, right? We're not going to go to age 50. We're going to start it at age 40 with shared decision-making if the patient accepts. So that always had been a disconnect between ACOG and the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, recognizing that both societies, guys, are very well-respected, and so that somebody is wrong and one's right is that one can be more right than the other. All right. So this is the task force now recommendation that they're now coming more in line with ACOG and even the American Cancer Society to start at age 40. They also, again, make the stance that this is for average risk patients, not patients with a genetic marker or a previous history of breast cancer or those with breast irradiation or suspicious biopsies. All right. If you're looking for this original guidance, it is in JAMA. Where the full recommendation can be read. But now at least it is more in practice with the American College of Radiology, Society of Breast Imaging, ACOG, all of which say that women should have the opportunity to select mammography if they so choose starting at age 40. And then there's some things that fall apart. Like American Cancer Society says, yeah, you can do it at age 40. And then at age 45, yeah, you can go a biennial. That's based on their data. So whether it's 1 to 2 years is still kind of gray, but the short of it is ACOG says, look, we appreciate this recommendation. This just came out a couple of hours ago where the current president, Verda Hicks, gave this statement that, hey, this is good. Regular screening starting at age 40 can absolutely reduce breast cancer mortality. So she does have a very quick statement, which is pretty much a hat tip. It's a head nod to the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force that says this is great, especially for African American women who tend to have earlier diagnosis of breast cancer and it'd be more severe, more aggressive at younger age. So this is definitely a move in the right direction. As she states in her acknowledging remarks, quote, this new recommendation comes at an opportune time as recent data has shown an increase in breast cancer among women in their 40s. For these women, routine mammograms could detect breast cancer earlier and improve their chances of survival. End quote. All right, podcast family, this is super targeted. Plus, I've got 3 minutes to get to clinic. So let me just end with Dr. Hicks' last statement regarding this in her quick little blurb as ACOG gives its head nod to the new recommendations. So here is the last part of Dr. Hicks' statement. Quote, ACOG's guidance currently recommends that breast cancer screening through mammography be offered to women at average risk starting at age 40 and that screening be performed every 1 to 2 years based on informed shared decision-making processes that include a decision of the benefits and harms of annual and biannual screening. Although ACOG's guidance generally aligns with the recommendations with the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, we will review the new evidence that prompted the U.S. PSTF to update its recommendations to determine the need if ACOG has to revise theirs, end quote. Well, so there you have it. So right now, nothing is changing. At least now we're all agreeing that we've got to move it down. Guys, we just talked about this. The increased incidence of breast cancer, not just in pregnancy, but in general in women under the age of 50. So man, did they take a lot of heat for that. So this is, again, hot off the press as of today, which is Tuesday, April the 30th, 2024. We've just covered ACOG's quick acknowledgement slash blurb slash hat nod to U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, which now has moved the cutoff date down from 50, which was pretty darn high, all the way back down to the more palatable age 40, of course, should the patient accept screening at that age. Oh, wait, but wait, there's more. If you thought, wait a minute, what about women with a dense breast? What about that? Well, it did have a little statement about that in the new U.S. Preventive Services Task Force statement. And it's kind of disappointing, not because I wanted it to say something more solid, but because honestly, just the data is not really there. And that's exactly what ACOG says as well, because you have to put it into the proper clinical context. I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about in just a minute. It's the issue of dense breasts, all right? So this new recommendation has a statement and gave it a grade I, which is insufficient data to make one recommendation over the other. So they stated, quote, supplemental screening using breast ultrasound or MRI in women with dense breasts on an otherwise negative screening mammogram. All right, guys, so there's, again, just based on the initial mammogram is negative and dense breasts, they stated, quote, there was insufficient evidence to make a recommendation either way. End quote. And that's kind of ACOG's stance, because you have to, you can't just look at dense breasts and go, well, you're limited, so I need to get you an MRI right away. We've got an episode on that some, I think it's like 2 years ago, because there was a TV personality that said, oh my goodness, if you've got dense breasts, you've got to get an MRI of your breast. Well, hold on there. Hold on. It's more complicated than that, because you have to put everything in line of the clinical context, which is family history, previous biopsies, what is her risk status. But just because you have dense breasts doesn't mean everybody straight up de facto needs a breast ultrasound or an MRI. You can do that, but you're probably going to be increasing costs and increasing anxiety without much benefit in the unselected patient population, right? So U.S. Preventive Services Task Force and pretty much ACOG agree right now that, look, we just can't do that as a de facto just because you have dense breasts. It's an automatic reflex to breast ultrasound or MRI. You can do that, but the data is weak, right? So the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force gave that a grade I of insufficient or incomplete data to really make a stance one way or the other. As a quick little last clinical pearl, I'm looking right now at ACOG's FAQ. That's its patient-friendly, patient-facing information. They have an FAQ page online called Dense Breasts. So very appropriate and very fitting. So it says, what do I need to know if I have dense breasts? And it says, yes, look, if your mammogram shows you have dense breasts, it is possible that it could affect some screening. It does affect some sensitivity. The question is, do you need other kind of additional imaging just because of that? Let me read you the ACOG answer from the patient-facing, patient-friendly FAQ page, all right? So here's what ACOG is responding to a virtual patient, if you will, asking this question. Quote, the ACOG does not recommend extra screenings if you have dense breasts and no other risk factors. This is because research does not show that extra or different screening methods reduce breast cancer deaths in these cases. End quote. So yes, it may increase some diagnoses, but it's not going to change the overall outcome, meaning breast cancer deaths, which is really what we're trying to make a dent with, all right? And of course, it goes into the fact that some states do require, I think it's pretty much universal now, that all radiologists should include the statement that if it's a benign appearing mammogram finding, that it may be limited because of the presence of dense breasts, so it requires clinical correlation or risk assessment, right? So that's kind of a uniform statement as a little blurb for mammogram reads. But it gets back to the point that ACOG right now, just as a de facto recommendation, just because of dense breasts being found on mammogram, that is not a universal need to go to ultrasound or MRI. You can do that, but as U.S. Preventive Services Task Force and ACOG agree, the data there is kind of inconclusive and incomplete. All right, now that I've done that, I've got to get to clinic, so let's take this home. We'll be right back. right, podcast family, that brings us to a wrap. As always, we're thankful for you, and we're glad you're part of our podcast community. We'll see you on another episode of Clinical Pearls.